You're listening to Johnny C for On Talk Radio, and my guest this afternoon has been the face for health for the past few years on This Morning, before getting me very drunk at the Calabro concert earlier this year. Not so healthy, though. I'm delighted to welcome back to Talk Radio my favourite doctor, Dr. Ranj, saying hello, Ran.
Hello, Johnny. And it wasn't my fault you got that drunk. I just want to point out.
Well, you told me this is a prescription to have. Here's a load of alcohol. You and Dawn, and we know that Dawn likes a glass of red or two.
Yeah,
you know.
She's fun. She's fun on a night out, isn't it? Always in moderation, but good fun on a night out.
So when two doctors say to me, right, you need to get drunk, you're like, oh, okay, if the doctor says it, the doctor's always right.
Do you know what? People say it's great base, so it's at least one of your five a day, isn't it?
Do you know what? Well, there is that thing about red wine is good for you, then chocolate is good for you.
Yeah. Little bits of it.
Little bits.
Possibly not to excess, I would say.
You're on TV tonight on Save Money, Lose Weight on ITV.
Yeah.
We will talk about that. But I want to go back to the beginning with you because
what
I find really interesting is when people like yourselves come in who are known from a professional industry. So you're known as being a doctor.
Yeah.
But then you end up having this whole TV personality side to you as well. And you're doing This Morning, you're on CBeebies, you're all around TV. But you're a doctor at heart.
Yeah.
So how did you get to being a doctor? What inspired you?
So I guess I kind of grew up, I was always a bit of a techie, a bit of a science geeky, kind of curious kid. So I was always fascinated by the sciences anyway, and I was always going to be interested in that kind of thing. But then it was married up with this sort of, you know, desire to help people. So medicine seemed like a logical choice. After astronaut and teacher, I think those were the two career choices that kind of fell by the wayside. I don't know why. So I just kind of went with it, and I ran with it. And you know, you have to work pretty hard at school. Did that, and then you have to work pretty hard through university. And then in 2003, I qualified literally from down the road.
You don't look cold enough.
I definitely feel it.
So then you become a doctor, and you're a practicing GP.
I actually work in A&E. I'm a children's A&E specialist. So you
start working there, you're on the ward. Yeah. How do you do that jump from being on the ward to being in Studio 8?
By accident. Completely by accident. So I kind of ended up on a TV show just as a guest, and I thought, oh, this is cool. But then I ended up getting involved with some work the BBC were doing with young people. And then by word of mouth, literally, I got asked to do various other bits and bobs, and eventually I came up with the idea for a show for CBeebies Get Well Soon, and I was really lucky it got commissioned. And then from there I got the This Morning gig. From This Morning I've, you know, now got this ITV1 show that's going out again, which is amazing, and various other little bits. I'm also like a medical presenter for three regions of BBC's Inside Out as well, so that's Southeast London and West Midlands. So all of this stuff has kind of stemmed out of it, which is, I didn't leave university thinking I want to be on telly. I don't think, well, some people do that, I suppose, but I was just doing my regular doctoring thing and it kind of just happened. But I'm running with it because it is good fun.
Well, that's the thing, it's got a shelf life at the end of the day.
Yeah,
and you have to take it all as soon as it comes, and you have to grab every opportunity that comes your way.
And that means you have to work really hard.
It does, but does that mean that you work really hard as a TV presenter and hone your career? Because it's not like you could just turn up one day and you're natural. You have to earn it. So do you keep earning that, or do you keep that medical profession coming through at the same time?
Both. So I do both. So I still work in hospital part of the week, and then the rest of the time I fit the telly stuff in around it. And it doesn't come, some people are really lucky it comes naturally to them, but you do have to work at it. You do learn how to do it as you go along. And there's lots of people that want to do it, and it's great, but it is also very much the industry has to pick you. So if they like you, then they'll use you. So it's very much a two-way relationship. It doesn't work out for everyone.
So let's talk about your new TV show. So it's on site, Save Money, Lose Weight at 7:30.
Yes.
What's it about?
So basically, it's all part of a series called Save Money, Good Health. This is the second series, and we're kicking off with a massive diet special called Save Money, Lose Weight. And it's basically all about, can you go on a diet and will it be effective for you, and is it cost effective for you? That's the thing. So we're going to demolish loads of popular diets and put them to the test and then find out pound for pound spent whether they're actually worth it and which one might be more effective for you than others. Plus we do lots of other little quirky experiments. I go on a crash diet for a week just to see how it makes me feel and what it does to me. There's loads of really useful facts in there for people who are thinking about going on a diet or are currently on one, because you might learn a few things that you're surprised about.
There's so much I want to ask you about that.
No.
Right, so you're doing two jobs at the same time and you went on a diet. Now, when I go on a diet,
it's horrendous.
God, it tires me out.
Oh my gosh, I road tested a crash diet, so it's not a sensible diet, purely by the title. And it made me feel horrendous, I must admit. I would never do that again.
But it's things like, I've got a lot of friends who do the paleo diet, which is the caveman diet, or the juice diet, and I'm like, but how do you sustain that? And then the amount of money people spent on and raw vegetables, and it needs to be almond flour or oat flour, and it's like, well, hold on a minute. Yes, I would love, you know, we'd all love to look like the Love Island cast. We'd love to do that. But to spend that much money and, you know, have a gym membership, but then pay for PT on top of that three times a week. And people spend about £400 a month just on their health.
Do you know what? So some of our diets that we're testing were more expensive than that. So, you know, and they work at, you can spend a lot of money on these diets. And the question is, are you spending your money wisely, or could you lose more weight on something else? Last series, and this got a lot of people talking, we looked at Joe Wicks's very popular diet, Lean in 15, and it's one of the biggest diets out there. It's very successful, and he's done very well out of it. Problem is, it's really expensive. It's because if you're starting out from scratch, it's really expensive, because you have to buy all sorts of ingredients. If you don't have those in your cupboard, then it's going to cost you a lot of money.
Are you saying that people don't have the Lucy B coconut oil in their cupboards?
Exactly. That's the point. I mean, a lot of these diets have odd ingredients and unusual ingredients that you wouldn't normally have in a day-to-day cupboard. And if you source them, some of them can be quite expensive. So you've got to factor all those costs in. And that's what we actually do. We do a realistic. If you were sitting down as somebody coming into a diet fresh from scratch, how much is this going to cost you for the next 28 days? And that's when we break it down and analyse which ones actually are good value for money and which ones are just a bit of a waste of time and money.
What's the way around it then? Because if you've not got a lot of money to spend, but you do want to lose weight, and you've joined the gym, you're like, well, okay, I've already put my £50 out, and you've not got a lot of money, because you still want to have a lot. How do you get around it?
So it's the same old message. It's the same boring message: is eat less, move more. Okay, in real life, it's slightly more complicated than that, but that really does hold true. So you don't need to have lots of money to get fit or to lose weight. It is very much about controlling what you're eating and eating smaller amounts and healthier things, and also then moving more. And anyone can exercise outside. You can even exercise indoors now. So you don't need a huge amount of money. If you do have money, sure, you could try gym memberships. You could try personal trainers. You can go on special diets if you want to, but it's not necessary. The other thing I would say is that some people, if you're really, really struggling, you can qualify to get referred to diet programs on the NHS for free for a short period of time. So you don't need to have money to do that.
Interesting.
Yeah,
interesting.
Speak to your GP about that one.
I need to go on a diet. I mean, I went to the gym yesterday and I did some squats, and I was on the phone at the same time, and I picked up the little dumbbell thing. I was like, right, one, two, you know, no, I've given up. I'm going home now. I'm done. It's so hard to keep that motivation, but the walking is really good. You know, you're doing. I make sure I do 10,000 steps
a day.
That's it. And it's little things like that, isn't it?
Take the stairs rather than lifts. Walk rather than get, you know, a bus or get a car. Try and move as much as you possibly can. Going for a walk in the evenings after dinner is actually really relaxing and great exercise as well, especially if you struggle to go to the gym. But when you do go to the gym, if you're struggling with motivation, trust me, when you've broken it, if you've gone 3 or 4 days in a row and you've broken that, you don't have to go for very long. You will find as your body gets used to it and you get fitter, it gets easier.
So why should we be seeing you tonight on Save Money, Lose Weight?
So anybody that's interested in getting healthy and wants to save some pounds, watch it, because you undoubtedly, if not tonight, throughout the rest of the season, you will find something that you find really, really useful. And we do save some people a lot of money. I'm talking thousands of pounds a year, so it's well worth watching.
Brilliant. Well, you can see Dr. Ange on Save Money, Lose Weight on ITV at 7:30 p.m. on ITV.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk radio. We'll get you talking.